Valley 104.9 FM's Homegrown. We shine a radio spotlight on a local Valley music artist.
Is Homegrown on Valley 104.9 FM, where we spotlight artists whose music has grown on our playlist. Artists our listeners keep responding to, requesting, and coming back to. And today, yet again, Homegrown is featuring an artist who hasn't just grown on our playlist, but also comes from right here in the Snoqualmie Valley. Meet Jindos, an American alternative band formed in North Bend, Washington. Jindos consists of songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and singer Elan Bodwick, also known as E.M. Bodwick, alongside vocalist Terrence Coons. In 2024, Jindos released their self-titled debut album, Jindos, a 12-track record recorded in Issaquah, Washington, with award-winning engineer Stephen Sherrard, and distributed online by Marzareth Records. They followed that release with the single Horror Machine on April 28, 2025, and then expanded that into the 6-track Horror Machine EP, released on June 11, 2025, featuring Horror Machine, Own Soul, Karaoke Queen, Thrill of the Chase, Faded Star, and Smaller Circles. Joining us today on Homegrown is Elan Bodwick from Jindos. Hello and welcome, Elan. This is Fakhruddin.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. I'm so excited. I love your music. I've always wanted to have you on the show. So it's a pleasure to be talking to you on record today.
I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
Perfect. So let's go back to the beginning, since we're talking for the very first time. Jindos formed in 2022, and the story is deeply rooted right here in the Valley. How did Jindos come together? And what made you want to turn this into a full band and a recorded body of work?
Well, I had always wanted, I'm a songwriter. I constantly write music. And for many years, I've been singing my own songs or having male vocalists and things like that. And I always wanted kind of female vocal fronted project. And I happened to run into one of these karaoke places here in North Bend. On Saturday nights, they just have random people do karaoke. I heard Taryn singing, and I was absolutely blown away. I think that most of the people that have heard her doing this were blown away. So I found out that she worked at a local bar called The Poorhouse. I went in, and there's a kind of a big age difference between me and Taryn. I'm much older than Taryn. And I approached her kind of just out of the blue. And I think maybe she was a little apprehensive, kind of going like, who's this strange guy that's coming into my bar and asking me to sing on a record? You know, I've never really met him before. But anyways, I sat down, I talked with her, I explained, you know, the style of music. I said, it's kind of little alternative pop. I mentioned some names, Portishead. There's a lot of bands that I grew up loving. So I said that there might be some of these elements of these bands. And, you know, she's pretty young, but she kind of had good music knowledge. She knew who these bands were, and it was definitely some things that we could agree on and things like that. So weirdly enough, I didn't hear back from her. After I talked to her, a month went by, and then she told me the story, which is kind of cool. There's the drummer of Yes, the very famous progressive rock band from England. The drummer of that band happened to live locally, and he would come into Taryn's work, whatever. He would just kind of hang out and get a beer and eat. And one day Taryn mentioned to him, she said, yeah, this guy came in and he said he wants me to sing on his record, or, you know, he's writing an album and he would love me to sing. And I'm not sure. I don't really know him.
Right.
And the guy from Yes, Alan White, the drummer, basically gave her the story of like, hey, you should try to do this. When I was young, I was given an opportunity. You never know what can happen. Kind of more or less said, yeah, go for it. And so a couple of days later, Taryn called me up and said, okay, hey, you know, maybe we can meet again and discuss what you have in mind. And that's kind of where it went from that point on.
Awesome. This is like, you sound less like a person who writes music, more like you discovered basically her. And of course, Ellen, you know, encouraged her. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, I honestly will say this. I think she's one, it's weird. I've been around, I've seen lots of performers. And I just think that Taryn really had kind of a extra special kind of quality. She had a rawness in her voice. She had the natural ability to kind of ad lib, which was, you know, it's pretty rare. There's a lot of people with great voices. You can see them on American Idol. You can see them on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. But she definitely had something that I thought, wow, I want to have that voice on my records, you know. So
amazing.
I feel honored that she actually took the opportunity. So
right. Yeah. Listen, we don't have Taryn today, but it's wonderful to hear her story. And this is amazing. And that's not the only interesting thing. The other interesting thing, and I want to quickly switch to that, is The name Jindos itself, that comes from a rare South Korean.
So this involves Taran once again. It's an actual, it's kind of like the national dog of South Korea. And they actually don't allow them. They're so protected that they don't actually allow outsiders to come in and get a dog and bring it outside the country. It's very rare. But Taran, I didn't really get the whole story, but somehow, some way, she knew somebody that was able to get her one of these dogs. And she's one of the few people in the United States that actually has this breed of dog. And so that's what the band was named after. It's so hard to find band names nowadays. I think like all the great names have kind of been taken. And when she's mentioned the breed of the dog, we just both kind of said, that kind of, it sounds catchy. I like it. It's kind of exotic sounding too. So we kind of went with it. And I have no regrets about the name. I think it's kind of an interesting name. So
you've seen and met the breed, the dog?
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. And are you into canines? Like, do you?
No, it's funny. She's into dogs, and I'm a total cat person.
There you go. Okay. Well, one thing is plastered that, you know, she has a huge influence over, you know, the name of the band, of course, and then the music, and she fits the bill that you were visioning for, like having a female voice led band. So. Interesting. Very interesting. Let me quickly touch upon. So you are from, and so is Taran, I believe. You both are from North Bend?
Yeah. Originally, I'm from New York. I was born in New York. And then I've lived in Vegas. I've lived in Los Angeles, Seattle. I was in Seattle many years. Worked as a bartender. In fact, the bar that I used to work in was a bar that was paid for basically by Pearl Jam money. The owner of the bar was a guy named Alex Rosenest, who invested in Pearl Jam in the early days. And when they hit it big, they gave him his investment back. And then he was able to open up Temple Billiards. And then he opened up the garage up on Capitol Hill. So I worked with a guy, one of the bartenders that I worked with was in a band called War Babies, who are a huge kind of early. They were one of the first Seattle bands to get signed. We used to have all the guys from Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains would come in, Ben Shepherd from Soundgarden would come in. To drink at this bar. It's still there. The bar is really still maintaining a successful kind of underground kind of vibe to it. It's really kind of a cool, welcoming bar in the kind of area. It's over by the stadiums district there in Seattle. So
you have amazing stories, and I know that we're only targeting a small part of it. We need to continue talking, but let me quickly first switch to what has got us together, which is to talk about your music. So at the debut album, Jindos, was written and played entirely by you, with Terrence Coons handling most of the vocals. What was the creative and recording process like for that first Jindos album?
Very quick. I tend to write. It's not uncommon for me to wake up in the morning, write a song, and by the end of the night, I've literally got the whole song arranged and laid out, a kind of overdub track. I don't tend to play to click tracks. I'll just play, and then we fit the timing to whatever I'm doing as we overdub. So maybe almost 90% of the time, I'll lay down a guitar part all the way through the song. And then if it's a song that I'm actually not even playing guitar in, we'll remove the guitars after I've overlaid all the other instruments. But I tend to write either on the acoustic or on the piano. And that's kind of how we would just quickly, but these songs happen very quick. And then I would have the lyrics written, like almost the song entirely written. And often Taran would kind of come in on the fly. Like literally the night, like maybe the next day or a couple of days later, I'd say, send her the lyrics by text and a copy of the, you know, like the MP3 of the song or whatever the file. And I would kind of, maybe sometimes I would sing it myself just so she knew, you know, where the melodies were. And then she would just kind of do it. And we would go in there, and it was a matter of probably less than a month of like literally writing those 12 songs.
Amazing. Amazing. That's like how good the chemistry between you and her has been on this.
It was, you know, like I said, there's almost a 30-year age gap between us. So for us having that big age difference and not really knowing each other too well, like meeting each other, having a few conversations in a bar for maybe an hour or two over a drink and then straight into the studio. That's what I'm saying about that she had that special talent. She's able to hear a song, hear a melody, and just nail it very quickly, where it often sounds like maybe those songs had been rehearsed and rehearsed, and they were played once. Almost every song in that album was played once, recorded, and then just sung on. So I'm kind of proud of that. It's very spontaneous. It's kind of what I tried to do.
Okay, this conversation ran for more than 30 minutes. We'll have to break it down and bring in a number of episodes. But time has come, yes, time has come to play the song from the self-titled album Jindos. The song is called Time Has Come. Let's take a listen and then come back tomorrow for the second part of this conversation.
Heard the news, it left me sad. And all the good times that we once had, like matinee idols in an old photograph. Time is cruel and life goes fast. We kicked and punched and flipped the script, made it cool. Thought we were here.
Time.
It's Homegrown on Valley 104.9 FM, Northwest Eclectic.